county and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, it's 9:27. I'm Jeff, this is the People Speak. In studio this morning, we've got Rick Zweigert from Zweigert Bus Company with us. Going to talk a little bit about school buses, school at this point anyway, scheduled to start August the 12th. I guess I'm going back to when it
Yeah, that's
stopped.
When it closed down, yeah.
But, you know, things are going to be a little bit different this year and that. And we talked with Dr. Gabe the other day about some of the things that will be different at the school and as well as getting to school. Or a few changes involved in that.
Well, there is a few changes we're going to make, but we keep our buses cleaned and sanitized all through the winter when the flu season is. We do that every day anyway, so that we'll just continue that process, wiping down everything, spraying the bus. We have a hospital-grade sanitized spray, and we'll spray down the bus after every route. So that will keep everything sanitized, and we're going to make sure that the kids, when they get on the bus, each child's going to have a mask on. And then we're going to try to separate them out the best we can on the bus. And we're going to actually assign seats so that child knows where to just go in and sit down. They won't be walking up and down trying to find a seat. They will go right in, sit down. Family members, you know, they're going to be able to sit together like they normally would. But that's going to be the biggest thing is getting these kids sat down, facing forward, keeping their masks on until they get to school. Most of the bus rides aren't that long, so it shouldn't be that big of a chore for them. And the parents are going to have to make sure those children have a mask on before they get on the bus. If they don't have a mask, we ordered a bunch of masks and sanitizing wipes, but we're not going to give them a mask every day. So The parents are going to have to take responsibility a little bit there. Make sure the kids got a mask on, and we'll get them to school as safely as we can. That's basically where we're at on that one.
Basically, they get them dressed every morning, so include the mask with
them. Yeah, when they get to the bus, slip their mask on. And we're going to have to make sure that these parents, especially in the smaller children, you know, get them to the bus and make sure they have their masks on and be on time. Because if we have to set, the longer those kids are on that bus, you know, it's best to get them on the bus, get them set down right away and get going. And we get them to school, get them off right away, and that will prevent anything that may be going on, I think, because kids are a lot less susceptible to this thing anyway. But if you're not in a group over 15 minutes, and a lot of our bus routes, you know, they're 30 minutes long, but there'll be, or 45 minutes long, but there'll be just a few kids at a time getting on, then we'll pick up a pretty good group, and then we go right to school. So it's, I think we'll be fine if we give us a, we got a for sure start date now, so we're ready to go.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Rick Zweigert on school buses this year with the pandemic going on, how things are going to be done, and we'll be back here in just a minute. 9:37, welcome back, and again, this is the People Speak, talking today with Rick from Zweigert Bus Service, talking about the upcoming school year that's getting ready to start here on August the 12th.
Yeah, we're all ready to go. We right away when they shut us down, we went through and sanitized all our buses and scrubbed everything out real good because we thought we were going to go right back, so... Mm-hmm. I've got the girls coming back in next week. We're going to go through them another time just so they're for sure, you know, dusted out and ready to go when the kids are ready. We were discussing there before we come back on it. There's going to be a lot of parents bringing their kids to school this year, more than likely. And what you guys want to remember, when you're up around the school, you know, when the stop arm's out on the bus, it don't matter if it's out on the highway or if it's a school property. you're not allowed to pass that bus. You could actually lose your license for doing that. A lot of times we're parked along the sidewalk there, two or three buses unloading their cargo right around you like you don't have your stop arm out. But that's something we're really going to have to watch this year. Plus, the buses go out along the football field and out the back gate. That is actually for buses only. The people are not really supposed to go through there with their cars. So when you guys bring in your kids to school this year, we'd appreciate it if you'd go ahead and go out the, I guess that's the east gate.
Mm-hmm.
Toward Market there, because you really take a chance of hitting a little kid, because you don't know which way they're going to cross over there by the, some of them guys get off at the Lincoln, they cross over the football field and go over the high school. So you never know a kid's going to step out. So if that stop arm's out on them school buses, you want to make sure that you, it says stop right on the sign. So make sure you stop and wait for it to go back in and the bus proceeds.
Well, one of the questions, too, I know, is like over at the high school also, when they're letting them out, you know, it's a wider area there, but the arm is still out in that area from the bus.
Yes, we have a lot of trouble up at the high school, because, like I said, that is a wide area, and, you know, we try to let the kids off up there by the cafeteria area, but I'm going to have them start coming down a little lower in the parking lot there so we can, people know you're stopping, letting people out. They think if you're up there on the hill that they can go right on around you. But mm-hmm. if that stop arm's out, you've got to stop until the kids are unloaded. So,
you know, you think they're going to be getting off and running right into the school, but they may see one of their friends over on the other side there and take off across the
other way. We have a lot of kids will run across there to somebody out in the parking lot. That is a very worried area for me. I'm very concerned that something's going to happen there, because kids are just going to run. They can see that stop arm out. They're just going to run across because they're taking for granted that people are going to stop. And, and if they don't, you know, we could have a real problem up there. So that's one thing we really want to push. I say it every year, but it's going to be worse this year because we're going to have a lot more people driving to school, I think, or our parents taking them until they get accustomed to what's going on here. So we would like for you to really pay attention and go slow around through there in that parking lot area where nobody should be in a hurry. Even if you're late where you're going, don't be in a hurry in that parking lot around them school buses. Because like I say, you never know when a little guy's going to run out there. And if somebody hits a little kid, they're going to have to live with that the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's definitely, I mean, that's a rule anytime, not just right now.
Yes,
too,
that's
so.
All the time. On the highway, around the schools, anywhere in town, when that stop arm comes out, that stop means stop. So we appreciate everybody's cooperation on that one.
Right. You talked a little bit about some of the changes with it as far as that. I know there's certain restrictions as far as the number of students on a bus and stuff.
Well, if you had to keep kids 6 foot apart on a bus, I can put 11 kids on a school bus. So it's just not feasible for mm-hmm. us to do something like that. The thing we're working on now is the time. If, you know, a lot of our buses that are crowded, they're only on that bus about 15 minutes. We'll pick up a large group and then we'll go right to school with them. So I think the 15 minute is the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's not feasible just to try to run around and try to pick up 11 kids. You'd have to make 3 or 4 trips to get your kids, and that's just not feasible.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you had an infinite supply of buses and drivers, you don't.
We're going to follow the guidelines the best we can. We're going to have face masks for the drivers, and we're going to sanitize everything, every route, morning and afternoon, and that way there shouldn't be any issues, especially if the kids cooperate, keep their masks on, stay facing forward where they're not jumping around, you know, work like they normally would, but just get on with your family or whoever's living with you in that area. You know, guys set together. If you're not, we'll try to keep you separated the best we can.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that real quick, and we'll come back and talk some more with Rick here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back again, talking with Rick today from Swigert Bus Company. Start of school getting ready to take place here in a few weeks, and the buses will be up and running, and they've been cleaned, and they'll be cleaned on a regular basis to try and keep everybody, you know,
keep everybody as safe as we can and keep everything sanitized the best we can. I want to step back on this around the school area up there. We have so many people, and I bring this up before, and it's been brought up many times about people on their cell phones. When you're on that school property and you have kids running and buses moving around, you need to keep them cell phones put away. There's nothing that important to wind up hitting a little kid because you got to be on your cell phone talking to somebody. So anytime you get close around the school, and this is blocks away, you have a lot of kids gathering it, you know, toward one point coming from every direction. So you need to make sure those cell phones are put away. And one other item I wanted to put here too, when these smaller children are getting on and off the bus, we need to have a parent or guardian or whoever's taking care of that child, because you have these kindergarten, first, second graders getting off a bus, and if there's nobody there, for one thing, they're very confused where to go, and they're very upset because nobody's there to get them. And we can't, this year, we can't be waiting around because, again, time is going to be our enemy this year with this pandemic running around, because we want to get them on and off the bus as quickly as possible.
Basically, limit their time
Limit their time on the bus and make sure they're at the bus stop on time and make sure there's somebody to get them. That bus is going to be within a minute or less at the same time coming and going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, within a couple of days, you know, it takes us about a week to get our times right because you got new kids or you'd have to change your route or whatever. But after about a week, you can just about count on what time that bus is going to be pulling up to that stop. If you got small ones, make sure someone's there to get them off the bus.
Yeah, unless there's a hazard in the road or something that slows them down. I mean, they leave at the same time every morning, so you run the same route, so you're going to be there.
Unless we get caught by the train or there's traffic issues or we get caught behind a tractor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that'll hold you up a few minutes, but not as long as you think it's a long time, but it's actually not that long of a time. So, but like I said, if people just cooperate this year, we'll get through this issue without any problems, and we're going to do whatever we can to get them kids to and from school in a safe manner.
Right, and then like, we just basically need the parents to do their part, make sure their child has a mask on.
Mm-hmm. And, that's the main thing is I know a lot of these little ones and some of these special needs kids are going to have a problem with that, but I'm sure they'll get used to it. It wouldn't hurt to start now. Let them wear the mask, you know, for a little bit in the morning or sometime throughout the day. Just put a mask on them for a little bit and let them wear them for a while and tell them, you know, when you go to school, you're going to have this on. If you get them used to it now, it'll be a lot less of a transition when they go to school.
Mm-hmm. It's something none of us like, but yet it's necessary.
Well, that's the thing. You have a hard time keeping adults with their masks on, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a way of life for quite a while.
Yeah, I'd say at least the rest of this year and into next year.
So. I'd say it probably into the spring anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do what we can, and if a parent has a question, don't hesitate to call me at my office. My sister is there, Sherry. She can answer any questions that you need to ask, or me or her, either one. Because we work together there, and we're on the same page. So if you get an answer from her, it's the same as from me. So
the buses are going to be clean, so there's no need.
Buses are sanitized and ready to go. And like I said, they're going to be cleaned every day, morning. And as soon as we get back off our morning route, they'll be going through. And when they come back off their evening route, they'll be going through again. So I've actually got another person I'm going to have come in to help us out because, you know, you try to keep 25 vehicles cleaned out every day.
That I have trouble keeping my one car out there clean.
So. Yes. So it's it might take us the biggest part of the day just to wipe them down and sanitize them out, but we're going to get it done.
All right. Well, like I said, that's coming up on the 12th, I think, is the first day. That's a
The 12th's on a Wednesday, so it'll be a 2 o'clock dismissal. But then after that, we'll be going full time every day. So the way I understand, we're going to have a full day's class unless we're going to be ready to go a full day.
All right. Well, Rick, thanks for stopping by and talking with us about how things are going to be done as far as with the buses this year. And
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to let people know that we are doing everything we can to make sure their kids get back and forth safely every year. So we're glad to do it.
All right. And make sure to watch when you're around school buses and the stop arms are out.
Exactly. Make sure that you're paying attention and off your phone when you're around that school.
All right. Rick Zweigert with Zweigert Bus Service here on the People Speak this morning. That will wrap things up. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.